So, last week we learned Kuf Chaf Chemo, all the background to the issue of really Hana from Stam Yenam, that there is that Stam Yenam is, well, there's something called Yain Nesach. That's wine that was poured in the service of Avodah Zarah, right? That's what they call Yain Nesach. That stuff, if it was really used for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to, certainly not allowed to drink it, you're not allowed to get benefit from it in any way. That's Avodah Zarah type stuff. In addition to that, there's a Isur Durabanon known as Stam Yenam, that it's yain that we don't know where it came from, so that a non-Jew produces wine, and we don't know whether he used it in the service of Avodah Zarah or not. So there's a Din Durabanon that we're not going to use that. Now, what is the reason for that Gezerah? So if I were to ask quickly, one would say, well, you know, he might have used it for Avodah Zarah. So that's not really the reason for that Gezerah. The real reason for that Gezerah, and certainly what motivated the Chachamim to make that Gezerah, is because of a concern of intermarriage, what we call in the Gemara as chasnus, right? They're afraid of people to drink together, so people that drink together stay together, as the old motto goes. Maybe. And they, so therefore there is a Gezerah made called Stam Yenam. Now there is a big, big dispute as to, that might have been what, everybody agrees that's what motivated the Chachamim to make the Gezerah. The question is how they constructed the Gezerah. Now, did the Chachamim say, well, we don't want Jews and non-Jews drinking together, so let's make the following Gezerah. We're going to say just as Yayin Nesach you're not allowed to use, we're going to say that you're not allowed to use wine where we don't know where it came from, because it might really be Yayin Nesach. Now, what's motivating the Gezerah is that we don't want intermarriage. But the Gezerah, the text of the Gezerah, so to speak, is going to have no reference to intermarriage, and it's only going to be Avodah Zarah based. Right? That is possibility A. Possibility B is that the Chacham said, well, we're going to asser wine for wine that non-Jews touch, because we don't want Jews and non-Jews drinking together. Right? So, and it's going to be just like other such prohibitions, such as pasakum, right, bread that non-Jews made, or bishalakum, foods that non-Jews cooked. The Gemara has a discussion about shemen akum, which didn't last, but oil that was made by non-Jews, and the Gemara is prohibited, but that was, you know, that just didn't stick, and therefore it's not prohibited today. But all of those are only prohibited for eating or drinking, and not for benefiting from. So the Ravon said, okay, so we're going to do the same thing with wine, and wine is going to be prohibited to drink from. However, said the Chachamim, well, wait a second. If wine is only going to be prohibited to drink from and not to benefit from, so that people are going to think that the real McCoy, that real Yayin Nesach, is also only prohibited to drink and not to benefit. So it's a little bit backwards. So the Chacham said, aha! So we better prohibit the benefit of Stam Yenam as well, because if we allow people to get benefit from Stam Yenam, they also might get benefit from the real McCoy, from Yayin Nesach. Okay, so those are the two ways that it works. So now when we look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Mechaber paskins like the first way. He says, Stam yenam shel amimim, ovdi l'chavim aser ba'na, v'hu adin l'magam b'yayin shelanu. Right? That their wine that came from a non-Jew, even if it's Stam, even though we didn't know if he used it for Yayin Nesach, just Stam yenam, right? That it's, we don't know, that he produces it. Or even if he just touches our wine, right, both of them are going to be prohibited and prohibited from benefit. That's the Mechaber, right? That's how Sfardim, I assume that's how Sfardim would paskin, and really no room for any leniencies. Comes the Ramah and says, why are they being so strict? Mishum gezeiras yayin shanesach leililim. He says, because of a gezeira of wine that was poured for their, you know, for Avodah Zarah. He says, however, v'zman hazeh, but today, she'enu shchiach, that it's not so common, sha'umus menasin la'avodas kochavim, that non-Jews do yayin nesach. It's a very uncommon thing that people do, that they do avodah zarah. Yish omrim demaga ovi kochavim b'yayin shelanu eino aser b'hana rak b'shtia. It could be that if non-Jews touch our wine, it's not going to be prohibited from benefiting from. It's only going to be prohibited from drinking from. So similarly, v'chein stam yinim shalem, and also their plain wines that they just show up with. Also, eino aser lihanasumen. There's no prohibition in benefiting from. Right? There's still going to be a prohibition of drinking from. Right? The fear of intermarriage has not gone away.
right? But the fear that the hana issue, we're not going to be so concerned about. V'lachein, mutter legavos bechovo mina obikochavim stanyinam b'fnei dehave kematzel miyada. He says, therefore, what are we going to permit? Well, if a non-Jew, owes you a debt, he owes you money. And, you ask him, can I have my $5,000? And he says, well, I don't really have $5,000, but I do have these three barrels of wine that you might want, right? So, the Jew is allowed to accept that as wine, even though he's not going to be allowed to drink it, right? He's not going to be allowed to drink it, but at least he'll be able to benefit from. So that's A. Then the Ramah comes on and says, "Who had been b'shar hefsek kagonim avar v'kana omecher." Like, and similarly, other types of losses. For instance, that he just sold it to you. I mean, you just happened to have it. So you would be able to sell it. Okay. However, l'chatchila asur liknoso l'macher g'day l'ishtaker bo. However, l'chatchila, you shouldn't be in the wine business. L'chatchila, you shouldn't go and purchase wine in order to resell it. Because you shouldn't be in that business. If you happen to have it, you're allowed to get rid of it. But
what does that mean? I mean,
what does that mean? If your non-Jewish coworker comes and gives you wine as a gift,
wine.
So now you have it. Yeah. So are you allowed to get rid of it? Are you allowed to sell it? Are you allowed to re-gift it?
The answer is no.
The answer is yes, according to what we just said. Right? You're not allowed to l'chatchila go out and purchase it in order to be in business.
Okay.
But if I happen to have it in my possession somehow, right? So, or I bought it in the store and I thought it was from the kosher wine aisle and it happened to be not from the kosher wine aisle, or was misplaced there, or the store owner said, oh, of course this is the kosher wine. The rabbi was here last week and bought a whole case of this wine. Right? It turns out that it was really no good. Right? So comes the Ramah and says, you would be allowed to sell it. Okay? Then he goes on and says, you shouldn't be in the business. And he goes on and says, even those that are making with this. Says, but it is good to be strict. So we left last week with a little bit of a question. What does it mean, Tov Lahachmer? Tov Lahachmer just on the previous slide where he said you could be in the business? Or does it mean Tov Lahachmer on the whole sif? All right? It better be Machmer and not sell it at all. Right? So if you go to some of the, you Google Stam Yenam benefit, right? There'll be some Divrei Torah sheets that come out that will show up that say that the whole thing is prohibited, that you shouldn't even re-gift it, that if your coworker gives you wine, you should
dump it down the.
I mean, there are other ways of maybe of that you wouldn't have to do that, like maybe leave it in a park. Or leave it, you could secretly leave it by someone's house and they really don't know that you got it, but you're not allowed to gift something because the idea is that even though you may give something as a gift, really you're ultimately going to get something in return. So you're not allowed to do that. That suggests, even though the Ramah is saying this. I happened to be on the speak with Rabbi Willig last week. I just asked him this question. I said, by the way, what is the halacha? If you happen to fall with a stam yinim in your possession, what do you do with it? Hey, you sell it, right? You're allowed to. So he read the Ramah. I was like, really? Like, I read the Ramah. That Tov Lahachmir is really just going on the previous line that you shouldn't be in the business, but if you happen to get, it's holiday time and you happen to get the stuff in your possession, so you'd be allowed to re-gift it, you'd be allowed to sell it, you'd be allowed to, otherwise dispose of it in a way that you may be able to get benefit from. Okay, so that is Adkan Sif Aleph. So now for Sif Beis, let's take a look, please, at the Beis Yosef. So you could show Sam.
So what do you tell non-Jews when they ask you why wine has to be kosher?
Because it's our law.
Everything
needs to be kosher.
Needs
to be blessed by the rabbi.
Yeah.
Oh, you said the rabbi.
No. What would I
always told them because wine is used for sacramental purposes and therefore has special rules.
Right.
But that's not really the reason, it sounds like.
Okay. I think you get away with that, though.
The real reason you can't tell.
Well, because we don't want to be too friendly with you. I don't know. What do you tell them when they ask you why you can't do, why they can't cook for you?
Well, tell them to kosher food.
But it's not
kosher.
What if it was? I don't know. I have to think about what the best explanation is. So you don't have the Beis Yosef in yours. You only have Shulchan Aruch only. So you can look on with me if you like. So the Beis Yosef in Sif Beis quotes a Rashba.
And really, the Beis Yosef is almost, it's pretty much, I think entirely, yes, I think, yes, it is entirely from beginning to end, a responsa of the Rashba. But we don't have a responsa of the Rashba, so we'll just read out the Beis Yosef. So, Kasav HaRashba, Sif Beis, Kufchav Gimbal Sif Beis. Kasav HaRashba, the Rashba writes, B'tshuva, in a responsa. Amarta, you got it?
No.
Aleph is pretty long. Well, it's before Gimel. Not always. It's not always before Gimel. There you go. Okay, so Kasav HaRashba B'tshuva Amarti Mutter Lasos Merchatz Mistam Yenan Olo. Right? So he said, are you allowed to make a bath of Stam Yenan? Now that is, it sounds kind of silly, but I don't. It could have been a common thing during the time of the Rash, but he doesn't seem to take it as a joke, right? But so even though this is not going to, I have never gotten such a Shaila.
Maybe he put some into the bath.
What?
Maybe they put some.
Oh. He's probably talking about taking a bath of olive oil. That's oh. What it seems to me. Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't address that. He doesn't talk about bittel or anything like that. He just says it seems to be a bath of wine. But the principle that he develops here is a very important principle that really, for a lot of questions that come up, this is a very practical Rashba to know. And why people disagree with the Rashba is also very important to know. So, are you allowed to make a bath of stam yenam or not? So, zudz vaday tzvich lifnim. This certainly requires a little bit of iyun. When we call makom nirali, she'aser b'chola she'im bosakani. He says, at the end of the day, I think that it is aser, it is prohibited, even if you're a chola she'im bosakana. What is a chola she'im bosakana? So that is somebody who is sick, but is not actually in danger of losing their life, right? What is the limits of that? Right, so the way that we generally judge a chol she'im bo sakana is if by being sick you are being held back from doing something that you normally do, right? So this comes up in Hilchos Shabbos a lot, right? But that's the general principle. That is, if you look at whatever that's the general principle. So is a chol she'im bo sakana permitted to use this wine? Now it's very interesting because. What is it? What are we talking about here, right? It's stam yenam, so it's only nisar derabanan, and it's only nisar hana, it's only benefiting from a nisar derabanan, and we generally assume, or like there's a rule kind of out there, which he's going to analyze, that often isuri derabanan will fall away in the face of a chol she'ein bo sakana, right? That in Hilchos Shabbos, for example, right? So if a person is a chol she'ein bo sakana, so what will we often recommend them to do? So that's what we say, use it with the shinoi, right, with your elbow, or things like that. So, now, often that's not enough, but he's going to develop the rule over here. So, Ela Shani Dan Bishuras Din Halacha Kazah. I'm going to try to figure out this halacha. So, Omer Ani, Sheish Lesser. I think it's prohibited. Why? Bifnei Shalomat Sasi Heter Lachila Ulishtia Afilu Bisurin Durabanan Bechola She'en Bo Sakana. Now, we don't actually find that you are permitted to eat or drink anything that is an Issa Durabanan. Meaning, while we sometimes permit you to do things that are an Issa Durabanan, we don't allow you to actually eat anything that is an Issa Durabanan, even if you're a Chol She'im Bo Sakana, Ela Bevishal Akum Bilvad, Bevishal Goyim Bilvad, except for the cooking of a non-Jew. Right, so the prohibition of the cooking of a non-Jew, that will allow, and what's his example? So we actually learned this a few months ago. Kosha Amru Kol Tzarchi Chole Nasis Ayidei Goy. The Gemara tells us that anything a non-Jew needs, a Jew needs on Shabbos can be done by a non-Jew. Uvechlal Kol Tzarchi Chole Hu Shemavashal Tzarech Achilasa. And included that is, and things that a Chole would need, is that a non-Jew will cook for him. Right? So that's very interesting. Because all of a sudden we're saying a non-Jew will cook for the Jew, right? And he's allowed to do that on Shabbos. And what do we call that? We call that Bishul Akum. But yet the Gemara seems to permit you to do it. Right? Period. So we allow that there. He's going to explain it in a minute. Aval lachilo shumnu shel gid, but to just feed him the fat of the gid anasha. Right, the gid hanasha is something that is prohibited. The shuman hagid, the fat surrounding the fat, the gid hanasha, is only an issa derabanan. So he says, Ulashkoso stamyin, or to drink stamyinam, minadvarim hasurim midivrayim, right? Those are things that are prohibited, the rabbanon bachilo bishtia, lo shamanu, right? We've never heard that that would be permitted, right? Vehataina beheter, bishul gayim, mash'ein kein bishari surim. So what is the reason that we will permit bishul akum in the case of a cholish embo sakana, right? A sick person will allow him to eat, things that were cooked by a non-Jew, but we're not going to allow other Isuri Durabanan, right? They're all Isuri Durabanan, what's the difference? So, Nirali Mishim Shu Isser Kal, because Bishal Akum is a lighter prohibition, the Tiru Bishabbos, and it's permitted on Shabbos, She'ir Shai De Yisrael, when a Jew can't do it, Kamoshi Tiru Pashal Palter, just like we allow bread of a non-Jew, because a non-Jew is not able to do it. V'chein, Hiniach Yisrael V'gamar Gai, and similarly, these other things that a Jew started, a non-Jew finished it, or a non-Jew started it, and a Jew, right? All the permissibilities that we have by Bishal Akum. So Bishal Akum is considered lower level. Why? Kol Jei Shochacha Afilum At Hitiru Lefi She'ikar HaKashash Einu Matzoi Dahainu Chasnus De'Einu Tali Ba'atzmu Levad. Why are we so lenient when it comes to Bishal Akum than we are by, you know, the fat of a gironasha or chicken and milk or something like that, right? Why do we distinguish? He says, well, you know, what is the fear of chicken and milk? That if we allow you to eat chicken and milk, you're come to eat meat and milk, right? Who's going to be the one that will eat the meat and milk? You, right? You eat chicken and milk, you eat meat and milk. He says, what's the concern by Bishul Akum? The concern by Bishul Akum is intermarriage, right? Is chasnas, right? So, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to eat together, and then I'm going to marry her. Well, guess what the Beis Yosef says, or the Rashba says? You need two to tango, right? It's not just enough for you to decide to do it. She also needs to decide to do it. So therefore, it's considered a little bit of a more far-fetched gezeira. That is what that's what the Rashba is suggesting here. So kind of wild, but that is what he's Jahinu Chasis the Inu Tali Paatzmu Levad El Bedas Maskemis Imo, right? But you need the agreement of the person, other person, to agree with you. About Bishar Yisurim Shegezera Son Krovad Teluyin Paatzman, but the other prohibitions where the Gezera is closer. Right, and he's going under the assumption that the gezeira is what? The gezeira is that if we allow you to eat, to drink stam yinam, you'll also eat, drink yayinesach. So because those are toloi in you, so therefore we're going to be strict by you. Okay, so that is the Rashba's distinction, that we permit some isuri derabanan. Right, some of them are more makil, but most isuri durabanan that you eat, right, we're going to be very strict with them, so much so that a cholish in bo sakana will not be permitted to eat them. Okay? Then he goes on for the next 20 lines and discusses the issue of whether washing in wine is considered like drinking it. Is that a real thing? Well, there is a Gemara that seems to make that case that you're not allowed to bathe in truma because that would be considered like drinking or eating the truma. So is that the same case here? And he suggests maybe yes, maybe no. But I'd rather continue on more towards the bottom where it begins with the word mikol makom.
But it's not like that's like bathing in wine. It's washing, bathing.
What?
Didn't we have before that we were talking about bathing in
Well, that's
wine?
His question. The question is bathing. So is bathing like drinking?
Yeah.
So he says, well, it's not necessarily completely, totally compared to drinking. We don't necessarily have to say it's like drinking, but we're going to assert it anyways, as he's going to say at the bottom. So a couple lines before the end of Bays, he begins with the word Mikol Makom Hare Avodah Zara.
Eating is not bathing would be benefiting.
Right, bathing is benefiting, eating and drinking is eating and drinking,
right.
But it could be that bathing might be even be more than just benefiting. That might be considered like drinking.
There's a prohibition against eating and drinking.
Right.
There's no prohibition against benefiting, right?
No, there, well, the Mechaber is under the assumption that there is. And the Gemara seems to, like, even from the Gemara, it seems like there would be. Most Rishonim assume that there is. The only thing is that, however, nowadays we might say that there isn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in Beis Yosef land, right, we're learning the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef is Sephardi, right? And he doesn't paskin that way. He's under the assumption that there's going to be an Isser Hana also.
Mm-hmm.
His question only is that maybe we could permit the Isser Hana in the case of a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. Okay, that's his That's his possibility here. So you see, mikol makom.
Yeah.
So mikol makom, harei avodah zarah v'chol bizrayhu chamiri tvei. The feel of makom mikuach nefesh in misrapim ba'atzi asher. He says, well, wait a second. But what are we talking about here already? This isn't just a regular Issur Derabanan. If you're saying that you're not permitted to have stam yinam because you may come to have yayin nesach, well, yayin nesach is not just a prohibition, that is a avodah zarah prohibition, right? And you might remember, a avodah zarah prohibition is one of the big three, right? And there is, one can deduce also, right? One can make the case that it's not just the big three that are prohibited, but anything connected to the big three is included in the big three. So you may hear sometimes on the radio, or not on the radio, but you may like have seen in like Haredi newspapers and stuff, right? That having the internet is Yehoreg Val Yavor, right? That Yehoreg Val Yavor means you should die rather than violate. Right, so where in the world do they get that from? Right, how does that? Like, how in the world can you make the case that having a TV, you're having the internet, is yehorig val yavor? Well, this is their halacha case. Their halacha case is that watching the internet could maybe mean that you would not even watching pornography, but even watching, you know, anything that has indecently dressed women or men and women acting in indecent ways, that's already connected to Gilei Arayos, that could lead you to Gilei Arayos, and therefore it's all included in the same thing that's going to be considered Yehoreg Val Yavor. Right? That's the theory. Right? So to here, you would have the theory that, well, this is a avodah zarah type prohibition, and therefore not only should the prohibition of avodah zarah be yehoreg val yavor, but all this stuff should be yehoreg val yavor. So forget about this possible permissibility of maybe I could sit in it because it's macholish ein bo sakana. Maybe even if you are a cholish yesh bo sakana, even if your life is in danger, maybe you should still be prohibited to do all this stuff. So what does he say? Harei avodah zarah v'chol bizrayu chamiri tfeila. Maybe it's more strict. Afilu b'makom pikuach nefesh emis rapim ba'atzi asherah. The Gemara tells us you're not allowed to take the wood of an asherah tree. Asherah tree is a avodah zarah, a tree used for avodah zarah, and use it to heal yourself. Even in the case of pikuach nefesh, even when your life is in danger. El shezeh ba'omer haba'olin shel avodah zarah. Haba'olin stam misrapim. He says the difference though is that that is an asherah tree. An asherah tree was used for avodah zarah. This, we don't know if it was used for avodah zarah, right? It probably wasn't used for avodah zarah, right? It's just a gezeirah because maybe it would have been. So he says that already we're going to be makelon. As we learn in Yerushalmi, apparently the Yerushalmi says that. I didn't look it up. Afilu kein, eini motzi lehetiro. Still, we can't say that it's mutter. To go and do it for a cholish embo sakana, and certainly in a place where their Jewish wine is common, you shouldn't even use it in a case of pikuach nefesh. Why? And he says here a rule that's very important, that any time that there's a pikuach nefesh thing, that there's a person, there's a danger to human life, right? Even though we say, sure, you can violate almost all prohibitions in the Torah in order to save the person's life, he says, yeah, that's only if you can't save the person's life without violating their prohibitions, right? There's something called dechuya, and there's something called hutra. Dechuya means that it's pushed aside, but it's still there. I mean, the prohibition of Shabbos is still there, you just push it aside. So if I have the ability to save the person's life without violating Shabbos, I mean, rather than drive the person to the hospital, I'm going to get a cab, and that's the way I'm going to get to the hospital. Rather than, that's like the classic example, I'm missing another example right now, but if I can do it by having a non-Jew do it, or have it by someone else doing it, so that is preferable. So that's what we call dechuya rather than hutra. It's not that Shabbos disappears. It's not that avodah zarah disappears. It's not that it disappears, right? It's that it's still there, and therefore we do our best not to violate it. So this is the long Rashba. The Rashba is saying that washing yourselves in this stuff is prohibited. Saying you're not allowed to do it, right? Because it is. Even though it's only an Issur Derabanan, an Issur Derabanan on its own doesn't permit it, and this is also connected to avodah zarah, and therefore we have to be more strict with it. And he actually says that it is prohibited. So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Beis.
is a par.
Yes.
So it's
so Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Beis where we were before. Way before here. So the Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Beis says very simply, just quotes the Rashba, Usur Lasus Mirchas Mistam Yenim Lachola She'im Bo Sakana. Right? Simple enough. I prohibited to make a bath of stam yinam for a chola she'im bo sakana. Right? Mm-hmm. Seems simple enough. However, you look in those little parentheses, he says, ayin lakaman sof simen kuf nun hei. Now, who put in those that line? So that's probably the Rama. Now, sometimes it's not always the Rama, but somebody wants you to go see that Rama in simen kuf nun hei. So as much time as we just spent finding kuf chaf gimel sif beis, now it's time to go ahead and take a look at what the Rama has to say in simen kuf nun hei. Kuftun Hesiv Gimel. So in Simin Kufnun Hey Sif Gimel. Wait. So Kufnun Hesiv Gimel begins Bishar Isurim. Misrapim b'makom sakana. Right. If you look at the title of the whole siman, it's imuter lisrapos miovik chacham. You're allowed to be healed by non-Jews at all, right? Even by a non-Jewish doctor is a question. Okay. But b'shar isur misrapim makom sakana. Right. With other isur, you're allowed to violate if there's a danger. Afilu derech hanasan b'shelo b'makom. Right. Even if it's the way of the hana. So you know, with all other isur that don't have to do with avodah zara. Right. So you're allowed to be healed by them. Right, v'shuloba makom sakana k'derech hanasanas. And if it's not really a real danger, I mean, it's only if you're what we call a chola she'in bo sakana. Right, you're sick, but it's not a danger. Right, k'derech hanasan aser. Right, the way of hana would be prohibited. Shulok k'derech hanasan would be mutter. If it's not the regular way of benefiting, it would be mutter. Chutz mikalei acherem. Baser v'chalav she'asur mafish shulok k'derech hanasan elba makom sakana. Right, that well, kalei acherem is kalayim from the field or right, something like that. But grapes and wheat, right, but basar v'chalav is pretty obvious, right? To take basar and chalav and put it together and use it as a salve for yourself, right, is prohibited. Why? Because basar v'chalav is actually prohibited for benefiting from. It's not just prohibited from eating from. Okay, that is the machaber. Nothing too new there. Comes the Rama and says, right, v'ayin le'el simen kuf chaf gimel. Okay, that's where we just were. Yesh omrim d'chol isurei hana midrabanan Mutter lihisrapus behen. Says there are those that claim that all isuri hana midrabanan one is permitted to use for healing. Afilu chola she'im bo sakana. Even if it is a chola she'im bo sakana. So he seems to be disagreeing with the basar v'chalav halacha, right? And what does he have to say about our stam yenam? Vafilu yayin nesach. Now we would assume that when he says yayin nesach, he's referring to. He's not referring to wine that was actually used as a libation, as a korban, right? Because he clearly says, Bizman hazeh, right? That yayin nesach nowadays, where we don't have the real makoy yayin nesach anymore, mutter lehirapos bo. One is permitted to use it one is permitted to be healed by it, v'lasos v'menu merchas, and to make a bath from it, afal pishuhu kederach hanasan, even though that is a normal way of getting hana from it. Right, so he says that nowadays, where we don't have this prohibition of yayin of hana mi yayin nesach, we're avodah zara anymore. We don't have to worry about the hana business anymore, right? And just as the Rama said in Sif Aleph that you're allowed to get benefit from it b'diyevet, that if you have it already, you're allowed to get benefit from it. So too here, if you're a cholish ein bo sakana, and what am I supposed to do? I need my doctor said I need a wine bath, right? And that's the only way I'm going to get wine for my wine bath. So says the Rama, that it would be permissible in order to do. Says the, you take a look at the Shach and Tesvav, Afilu Chole, and he adds in, Afilu Derech Hanasan. The Rama is saying, even if it's the way of the Hana, it's still okay, because the Rama has a totally different perspective as regards to the prohibition of Hana than the Beis Yosef / the Rashba do. Right? And then in Tezayin, what does he say? Right? Bizman Hazeh, Kolomar, De Ovdi Kochavim, Bizman Hazeh, Lav Ovdi Kochavim Hain. Right? That are, it's interesting. are nowadays, our idol worshippers today aren't really idol worshippers, right?
Well,
now, you can
again.
See that there's a little bit of a censor there. Probably he wanted to say the Notzrim today, right? The Christians today are not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but those words don't really get through. Right? As we learned in what we're learning, what we ourselves are learning, Kufchav Gimel, Kufchav Dalet, the Kamaduchte, the Harashpa, the Oser B'tshuva, right? The Rashba that we just spent the last 15 minutes working on, that is quoted in the Rash, that's quoted in the Tshuva, that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, right? Lasos Merchas B'Stam Yenam, right? Where he talks about making a bath from this, from Stam Yenam, Mairi L'din Hashas, he's talking about the Gemara Halacha. Right, in the Gemara, they were really concerned about Avodah Zarah, but we're not concerned about it then anymore. V'chein kasef harivash simenun hei, d'stam yenam dino k'din otze avodei avodes kolchavim, v'hainu l'din hashas. That stam yenam is like the wood of the Avodah Zarah, right? The wood used, right, of the Asherah, or, right, or for the altar. That's according to the Gemara halacha. But, right, but nowadays we might not say that. And he says, "V'nafkaminu b'makom shagayim sham ovdi kolchavim." He says, "The nafkaminu would be if, let's say, the non-Jews actually were of the Avodah Zarah. That if you could actually find a real McCoy, like you went to India, right, and found real Avodah Zarah, real deal Avodah Zarah, right? So then it would be right. So then it would be a different story." That's what the Shach says. So that is a very helpful halacha, not just. Right, so this Rama is very important, right? A lot of that helps all the medications that we have, right? So do we have to worry about the ingredients for all our medications? So certainly things that you put on, so we'll call that hana, right? What about things that you swallow? So we generally assume that swallowing medication, nowadays, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous shuva, very applicable for Pesach time and all this stuff, right? That if it's just a swallowable pill, right, that you don't chew at all, so that is not considered eating. That is only considered swallowing. Right, and therefore one doesn't really have to worry about the kashrus at all. Yeah, l'chachila, if you could find, whatever, fine, but really one does not have to look at the kashrus contents of any of those pills before taking it for these reasons. There is a further...
Does it go for chametz also?
So it could go for chametz also, yes. It could go for chametz as well. Oh, I forgot, I was missing my book. So that's as far it goes. That's as far as it goes on the page in Shulchan Aruch. In my book that I've been using, that somehow didn't make it here. I'm not sure why, but there's that book that I stamped. Yayin.
Is it outside?
No, I think it's on the counter in my kitchen. Yayin Nesachim, I think is what it's called. The sefer that I found for this, he gives some nice background. So he adds in that there's also a tshuva harama. The Rama also wrote responsa. Which and it's sometimes very gets a little complicated because the Rama in his responsa doesn't always match up with the Rama as found in Shulchan Aruch, and this is one of those examples. So he talks about this, and he goes even further than what he says here. Here he only permits benefiting from stam yinam if you're a chol she'im b'zakana. In the tshuva, he says that really the whole thing shouldn't apply anymore, and it's only a concern of chasnus. If it's a concern of chasnus, a concern of marriage, so then it puts it at the same exact level as bishlakum, puts it at the same level as pas palter and things like that, pas akum. And therefore, in the case of a cholish ebos akana, he would even allow you to drink the stam yenam. That's what the Rama says in his tshuva. So that is further than where he goes here. It doesn't seem like that tshuva is really accepted, though. It's quoted a few places and kind of as a believe it or not kind of tshuva, but not really accepted lahalacha. And that is that's the story with Hana Mistam Yenim. All right. Yes.
I may have missed this thing, but it says even Yayin Nesach is one of the Muntel Israfos.
Yeah, so I think what he means by Yayin Nesach is Yayin Nesach Bizman Hazeh. So according to the Rama, there's no such thing as Yayin Nesach Bizman Hazeh. So he really means Stam Yenam.
So that's the other question. We've been doing the Avodah Zarah for like Kohen. It seems that at least in the time of Tosfos, they still considered Christians to be idol worshippers, only that they didn't really do it that much or whatever, but.
So I don't know which Tosin, the famous Heter for
page of Zerwe, tries to figure out why today we do business with the Christians during the week when the Gemara says you shouldn't do business with them 3 days before their holiday.
Right, yeah. After the holiday and the holiday of Sunday.
Right. So I remember plotting through that once upon a time.
So it seems that over there, they're sort of not wanting to say that it's not a problem.
There is a famous discourse in Masechet Sanhedrin. More yeshiva guys learn Sanhedrin than Avodah Zarah. Partly because the Tosfos are easier to read, I think. There is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. I believe on Nun Zion. Mem Zion. I think Nun Zion. Yeah, Nun Zion. That raises the issue of Shavuos. It says in that Gemara that you're not allowed to be in business with a non-Jew because you're going to run into a problem with him and you're going to end up in court and then you're going to have to swear. And you're going to make him swear, and he's going to swear to his avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosa says, like, woo, time out, right? What about today when everybody seems to do that? So he says, what must be based on is that we assume that the avodah zarah, that Christianity does not qualify as avodah zarah for them, right? And that's what makes this. This distinction and says that a non-Jew's perspective on Christianity is not a avodah zarah because it's a shituf, it's not a separate avodah zarah, but for a Jew to worship Christianity would still be a avodah zarah, would be Yehoreg Vayavar. How Tosfos makes that split is somewhat difficult to grasp, but that is what Tosfos says. So this discussion about avodah zarah, that the Ramah says avodah zarah is not, this is what he missed last week, that avodah zarah is not practiced today by Christians, is found in Tosos. It's found in Tosos in avodah zarah. Now it's Tosos in like daf samach something, which Rabbi Cohen should live to 120, but that might be how long it's going to take to get up to that. But that is where that discussion is found towards the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So I have not looked at that first Tosfos in several years. Yeah. But there are certainly Bali Tosfos that there's a discussion there between the brothers. Or Karpim Tam says something. I think they argue on the Rosh Hashanah. The Ri is their first cousin once removed. So they argue. The Ri says, "What are you talking about? Of course it is." And they argue back to him and say, "No, it's not." And you could really fat Tosfos, and later on Maseches Avodah Zarah they have that discussion. Okay, maybe introduce the next section. Head back to the Beis Yosef. Perhaps the most famous halacha in these entire set of halachos is found in Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Gimel, and that is the halacha of Mevushel. If you go back to the Beis Yosef, it's not very long. So the Tur quotes the halacha, right? You got it?
Gimel,
yes.
Gimel.
Yes, the kevan. The kevan shemishum tzad nisuch isruhu lo asu el biyayin haroy lenasech. Right, because there is a connection being made to the wine that is that would be libated on mizbeach. It's only prohibited to the wine that could be libated. Therefore. Yayin mevushel shelanu shenaga bo hagoy ein bo mishum yayin nesach. Therefore, if we have mevushel wine, our mevushel wine that is touched by a non-Jew is not able to become prohibited because of yayin nesach. Right. So that is the big heter of mevushel. Why? Where does that come from? So the Gemara quotes it from a Gemara. The Beis Yosef quotes it from a Gemara. Meir perik im amidin v'ka'amar hasan d'shmuel havashasi le im avlit. That Shmuel used to drink with avlit. Havlid is a person's name, so it must be his non-Jewish drinking buddy. Right? So he used to drink mevushel wine with Havlid. So what is the reason that it becomes permissible? So it's interesting, the Beis Yosef only quotes the reason of the Rosh, he doesn't quote the reason of the Rambam. The Rambam is really what the Tur is alluding to, the Rambam writes, because we only have prohibited wine that could be poured on the Mizbeach, and cooked wine is not going to be poured on the Mizbeach. That's what the Rambam says. Because it's lower quality.
Mm-hmm.
No, their mizbeach. Well, it's our mizbeach and their mizbeach, but it seems that they follow the same halachos, right? So that is number one. But the Rush's reason here is for some reason is not quoted in the Torah, but is quoted in the Beis Yosef, which is odd because the Torah is the son of the Rush. But the Chas of Harush, no, this is the reason. Hadavar Tamua, the whole thing is wild, right? Kevin Shagazu al Yenan Mishum Bino Sehem,
right? That they prohibit wine because of intermarriage. What, because you heat up the wine, you don't have to worry about intermarriage anymore, right? What's the difference? What difference is it going to make if the whole concern is about intermarriage? So rather, if you can say, well, it can't be poured on Mizbeach, but diluted wine also can't be used on the Mizbeach, right? And that's still prohibited. So Be'efshar, it says, this is really the reason. Is because who in their right mind would cook wine? Nobody in their right mind would cook wine. That's crazy, right? So therefore, the gezeira was never made for such a rare occurrence, right? Kach umilsa delo shchicha lo gazube, right? Something that is uncommon doesn't get a gezeira. The rabbanon only make gezeiras on things that are common. They don't make things. They don't make gezeiras on things that are not common. So, that all of a sudden, right, is very curious, right? So, what is the reason that that yayin mevushel is okay? Because no one in their right mind would have ever made yayin mevushel.
He did have yayin mevushel,
and therefore the gezer. No, so they did it. He did it that way because it wasn't covered by the gezer.
That was the only case.
Right, that was rare. Or before. I mean, now you're going to make a lot of Yayin Mevushel because we're getting around the Gezerah. But when the Gezerah was made, right, it was rare to have Yayin Mevushel, and therefore it's not covered in the Gezerah. That's the way we'd understand. So that opens up a whole. Well, okay, what happens if it does become common? Right? Oh, and what is the. And there's one other reason in the Rishonim that for some reason is not. Also not quoted in the Beis Yosef, that is the reason of the Rashba. The Rashba says the reason why Yayin Mevushel is permitted is because it has a different taste. So the wine connoisseurs only make a big deal about this, right? So of course it tastes different. Who would what kind of person would drink mevushel, whatever?
So you can't use yayin mevushel in the temple.
Right. Yayin mevushel was not used in the Beis Hamikdash. So
when Mashiach comes, we won't be able to use. He won't use.
No, he will be a wine connoisseur, and we'll look at that wine in Mevushel and say, right? We'll send
something
it away.
Else.
Well, I thought it was the goyim that think it's inferior, right? They would never use.
Right. So, but we also have that din. I forget what it's based on, but we have that. The Rambam for sure says it, and the truth is that
we can make kiddush.
So according to 95% of Rishonim, yes. When I say 95%, I mean everybody except the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're not, and therefore there are those that are machmid even during the year, but perhaps even more likely on Pesach night to have non-mevushel wine because the Rambam says that it has to be wine that is fit for the mizbeach.
If you have goyim in the room.
So then you better be very careful. Yeah, if you're careful, right. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll go off.
You can have a little